A very pleasant good afternoon today. We are so glad that you have joined us the 17th of January, 2016. Isn't it amazing how many years have come and gone since the turn of the millennium? But we are thankful that you have a desire to know the truth no matter how long the Lord delays his coming. And mind you, he is coming. This world will just not last. It is wearing out and getting old, and God's plan is for everyone who desires to be ready to meet him face to face. That's what this program is all about. So get your Bibles ready. Get your questions ready to call in right now. The lines are both available, 308-9564. This is the only program I'm aware of on this station and even in this town where you set the theme, you set the topic of discussion, but God is the one that gives the answers. That is, through his word, as we let the Bible speak. So you have stumbled upon, hopefully, by your seeking after God. He promises, seek and you will find. So here you go. Here we go. We're going to go to the Bible for all the answers now that pertain to life and godliness, and we're going to find them right here in his word as we let the Bible speak. Now, if you have a question, you can call in right now, and you can go live on the air. All we ask is that you be ready to turn your radio down. Plus, give us your name so we can be kind and polite as we talk with you on the radio. Or if you're afraid to do that or skimmish a little bit, when you can have your question written down and brought into us. The choice is yours. The topic is yours. The theme, well, that's yours too. But God is the one that's going to give the answers as we let the Bible speak. Now, if you would rather, you can also tune in through the TuneIn Radio app. Now, if you have friends or relatives that live out of town and you would like them to also be part of this program, to tune in and get their questions answered, and probably you do, you probably have people like that, contact them right now. Give them a call and let them know that they can tune in no matter where they're at in the world by that means, an app called TuneIn Radio, and find WJNI 106.3, and they can be anywhere in the world and also join us right now for this program. And we will be glad to answer their questions as well. Now, if you do that, be sure to let them know this is area code 843, and all the phone numbers will be that area code. So the voice line, it's available right now, both lines, 308-9564. The text line, if you would like to text or if they would like to text, the text line number is 725-9283, 725-9283. And so we will be glad to answer your questions here and now as we go to the Bible for the answers. One more little bit of information you may be interested in is we do have a website at www.BibleAlone.com. And at that site, you can download materials that are absolutely free on most frequently asked questions. There's material on tithing, women preachers, marriage, divorce, remarriage, and many other topics at that website. And so you can just look for the Bible materials section of the website and you will find that treasure chest of Bible study materials that are free to download anytime you want to. Again, that website is www.BibleAlone.com. By the way, while you're there, you can also go live streaming there as well just by hitting that button on the first page, and you will be able to hear the program right over your computer. So now's your chance to get in and let your question be asked, and we will go to the Bible for the answer. Again, the number is 308-9564, and the text line is 725-9283.
We are delighted that you would spend this afternoon with us, and we hope that you will be blessed by the program and that God has given the glory for what we do here. We just want you to ask your questions, and you can do that. You ask your questions, and we go to God's word for the answers. This program is not about us. By no means do we want you to think that we are trying to look look or sound special in any type of way. We are simply servants of the Most High God. We want to do what he says, and we want to help people to know what he says so they in turn can also do it as well. But what is so special about God? What is so special about Jesus? Well, if you look at Romans chapter 5, you have a passage that speaks to us about one of the things that makes Jesus so special. You know, God saw that we had, as people, have a problem, have a sin problem. And so before we even were created, he made this plan to where his son would fix that sin problem. If you look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." The blood of Christ justifies us. It saves us from wrath. But it says, verse 9, it says, through him. So just want you to think about that a little bit. And later on in the broadcast, as we wait for your questions to come in to 308-9564, 308-9564 is the number to call in your questions, and we'll go to God's word for the answers. Or you can text in your questions at 725-9283. 725-9283, where you can text in your questions. But while we're waiting on those questions to come in, you know, if we have time a little bit later, we're going to talk about what is so special about the blood of Christ and how his blood justifies us and how his blood saves us from the wrath of God. And so we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. 308-9564, go ahead and call in your questions and we'll go to God's word for the answers. 308-9564, Ricky.
Yes, we have a caller by the name, and forgive me if I'm not saying it right. It looks like Tamir, and their question is, who are the 24 elders? Well, that passage is referred to in, or actually recorded in, Revelation chapter 4, and we're going to see that in just a second. But let me give you the warning that God gives us in this book. In Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19, he gives us a warning where he says, if you add to the words of the prophecy of this book, I'll add to you the plagues that are written in this book. And then the next verse says, if you take away from the words of the prophecy of this book, I'll take away your name out of the book of life. And several other things he gives as warning. So there is a warning that we have from God about this book. And then also this book begins, now that's at the end, at the beginning, Revelation 1, and verse 1, he lets us know how this book, this revelation, actually occurred and how, what means and manner it was revealed. He says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to show his servant things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So this book is written in signs. It is a visual book. It is not written with characters like paintings and such, but the words are written in such a way to where they are actually painting pictures in our minds, in our heart. And that is the case here in chapter 4, and verse 4 is verse that refers to the 24 elders. And what we have here is a throne scene. And so when we see this, if you can visualize this as we read these verses, then you will be able to see with your heart and your mind what God intended for us to see with our heart as well. Chapter 4, verse 1, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And there, the first voice I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one set on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and sardix stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. And around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the throne I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their head. And from the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne, around the throne, was four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. And the first creature was like the lion, and the second like a calf, and the third a man, and the fourth an eagle. And then the fourth creature had six wings full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the creatures gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the throne, who sits on the throne, and worships him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." So what did you visualize as we read that? Well, that's all I can tell you. Just to read this is all we can do, because this is a picture. And the picture that God painted in your heart as we read that is the picture that God wanted us to see. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take it like that, because that's exactly what the description is. Now, if we're going to take this and add to it, twist it, and come up with all kind of theories, well, we better remember those curses that we talked about earlier. So thank you so much. We sure appreciate that. To add to God's word would be dangerous for sure. And if you forgive me, I'm just not going to go there. Thank you for your question, though. There's what the Bible says. Again, if you have a question, go ahead and call right now, 308-9564, 308-WJNI. Or if you'd rather, you can text us at 725-9283. 725-9283.
You know, we have a lot of things in this life that we can focus our attention on. Our family, our relationships, our friends, our jobs, schoolwork, if we're in college, getting higher education or something like that. You know, there's so many things that can take our attention. Now, what we can decide each day is whether or not we're going to allow God to get our attention. You know, Psalms 19 verse 1 talks about the heavens declares the handiwork of God. God's evidence is surrounding us. He is screaming at us through the creation, through the stars, through the trees, through the landscapes. He's screaming at us. He exists and he loves us. And he has preserved his word, given us his holy word, and preserved it so that we could apply it to our lives, so that we could learn it for ourselves, not take someone's word for it, so that we could learn it for ourselves and commit to loving him and showing our love to him by obeying his word. That's what this Bible correspondence course that we offer you is all about. We want you to be able to learn God's word and know it for yourself, not taking people's word for it. You know, because if you take people's word for it, whether it be your mom, your dad, grandmom, uncle, aunt, whoever, pastor, so-and-so, whoever, when you take their word for it, you're putting your faith in them instead of putting your faith in God. God gave us his word for a reason. He gave us his word so we could commit to it, so we could learn it ourselves. And the Bible correspondence course is designed to be simple, straightforward, and really clear, so that you can study it whenever it's convenient for you, whether it's early in the morning, late at night, on your lunch break, or in the afternoon, right after you get home from work, whatever time where you can have some time to yourself, you know, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, whatever's comfortable for you. You decide how quick you want to go through it. You decide how in depth you want to get into the study. And we just encourage you so much to be able to take part in this Bible correspondence course. We're going to go to break right here and tell you a little bit about it. a little bit more about it. And so we just want to encourage you, you can sign up for that. But even while we're at break, you can call in your questions. You call in your Bible questions at 308-9564. We'll be right back.
We are back live now. We want you to know that we are honored to be able to be of your service, and we hope and pray that we might be able to serve by finding the answers to the questions that you have on your heart. You can study this Bible correspondence course at any time that you want, 24/7. So that's something that's unique about this. Please do not send us money. Let us send you treasure that is in the Word of God. And let us send this to you. It is something that you'll get in the mail this week. So please don't hesitate. Go ahead and call that number to get the Bible course on its way to you, 553-5157. We are glad to be able to help you in your study. If you get something out of this radio program, you'll get 10 times more out of your own personal study to see the things in God's Word yourself. And thus you're able to let the faith of God, that the Holy Spirit, His sword, will be able to work in your life to empower you to become exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to that power that works in us. So let's put the Word of God where it should be, in our hearts. Learn from God's Word, and let us be able to help you in that learning process with this Bible correspondence course. It is free. You have nothing to lose but the darkness that the world has put in your heart. Here is the number to get the course sent to you. It is 553-5157. Don't hesitate to get it on its way to you, even this week. 553-5157. Join the thousands in the Charleston area that have already benefited from this course, and it is absolutely free. We're glad to send it to you. One more time, that number for that course is 553-5157.
Yeah, we have a text question coming in. The texter, the last three digits is 123. Thank you so much for sending in your question. And their question says, what are the things a child of God should be doing daily to assure him or her that they are doing the will of God? Well, that's a great question, and we appreciate your heart and wanting to know a question like that. If you look at Acts, Acts gives you pretty vivid examples. Acts is a history book of the early church. The first church, the early in the first century, the right after Christ resurrected, and he spent about 40 days after he was resurrected on the earth and talking with the apostles, and he was seen to, you know, various people at various different times. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about that. But in Acts, after he ascended into heaven, the early church, they were commissioned by Christ himself to go out and teach the things that he taught them. And so when you look in Acts chapter 2, after the first church began, where the people were converted from Judaism to Christianity, where they turned away from being and following the old law of the Old Testament, the old law of Moses, Acts chapter 2 is where 3,000 people were the first to obey the word of God through the apostles, and the first church began. This was in Acts chapter 2, towards the end of the verse, in verse 41. Peter's preaching, and he's talking to them on the day of Pentecost to a group of Jews here. In verse 40, it says, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, talking about Peter. So Peter testified and exhorted them, be saved from this perverse generation. Verse 41. And those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added. Or added to what? If you get down to verse 47, towards the end part of verse 47, it says, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So the Lord adds to the church those who are being saved. But look, go back up in verse 40, after verse 41, where we see those people were added to the church by the Lord. Verse 42, it says what they did afterwards. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Doctrine meaning teaching. So they continued steadfastly in learning and doing the things that the apostles were teaching. Well, what were the things that the apostles were teaching? The same things that Jesus taught them. They weren't teaching anything different than what Jesus had taught them. It shows that it continues on and towards the end of verse 46, it says, so continuing daily with one accord and in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. So these people of God, they were surrounded by one another. They were surrounded by good influences. You know, the verse in 1 Corinthians that talks about bad company corrupts good habits. Yeah, well, good company helps good habits. You know, there's a verse in Proverbs that talks about iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So they were around good examples. They were around good people. And if you go over to Acts chapter 17, you see an even more vivid example. Acts chapter 17, here Paul and Silas were traveling. They come to a city and Berea. It's in Acts 17, verse 10, it shows that Paul and Silas, they came to Berea. In verse 11, it gives the people of Berea a very noble compliment, and it shows their hearts. Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. So, Texter, you asked, what can a child of God be doing daily to assure they're doing the will of God? That's it right there. Search the scriptures daily to find out whether these things are so. You know, that's another example of how great the Bible Correspondence Course is. There's something that can help guide you. In Acts chapter 8, Philip asked the Ethiopian eunuch, do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch said, how can I let someone guide me? Well, that's what the Bible Correspondence Course does. The Bible Correspondence Course helps to guide you in learning the scriptures. Just God's word, the pure, unadulterated word of God, not anything added to it, not anything taken away from it. Book, chapter, verse, yes, no answers, black and white, God's word. We greatly encourage you to sign up for the Bible Correspondence Course if you haven't already. And if you have, I'm sure you're blessed in the things that you're learning if you have continued in it. 308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station, 308-9564.
You know, something always I keep in my mind is, what would I have done had I not been able to get into the Bible to find and search the scriptures, whether this information was from God or man? And that is so very crucial that we do that, Chuck. That is just a very important thing, and I appreciate you bringing that out as well. You know, the answer will come clear by our actions that we take when we find what we hear in God's word. Could it be possible that what we are hearing on this program today may seem new or strange to you? Are we willing to investigate, to look into God's word and see if it is so? Will we just continue in our way that we have been because we're comfortable with that without even investigating to prove, without being able to see, is it really what God would have me to do? Well, we're happy to help you in your investigation. If you want to find answers to God's Word, why not enroll in the Bible Correspondence Course? It is free, and we'll be glad to send it to you. And you do not have to send a contribution. We do not ask for that or any kind of donation. And we'll be able to find the answers that God wants us to find in His Word. There's one more passage you might be mindful of. In Hebrews chapter 5, beginning with verse 12, here the writer kind of rebukes the people he's talking to when he says in verse 12, he says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone that partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we must be about that process. We've got to find out what's good and evil. We got to find out what is right and what is wrong. And then the Lord encourages us to abhor that which is evil, flee from that which is bad, and then grasp hold of, embrace that which is good. And the only way that we know what is good and what is evil is by us looking into his word and seeing it for ourselves. Why not take this opportunity to see for yourself in God's word what is right and what we should be running from? Because if we are in connection with those that are teaching what is wrong, then we are guilty as well. So would you like to begin your journey of learning more about what God expects? Well, then go ahead and call right now, 553-5157, and get the Bible Correspondence course on its way to you this week. Now, here's more information on it, but as we are going to break, continue with your questions. We will be answering them on today's broadcast. Both lines are available, 308-9564. That's the voice line where you can call in your question. Or if you'd rather, you can just text us your question, and we will get it here in the studio, and we will answer it on today's broadcast. That text number is 725-9283. We'll be right back. We are back live now, and we're still waiting on some more questions. So if you have a question you'd like to ask, go ahead and do so right now. The number for your questions is 308-9564, or you can text us at 725-9283. And by the way, if you do get that Bible course and sent to you, you may be able to avoid this picture. Let me read to you Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, starting. It says, "Not everyone that says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will profess to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Whoa. Now, where do we fit into that picture? We're either going to be one or the other. Which is it I am? That is a good question. Am I just a believer that says, "Lord," or am I a seeker of the will of the Father, and then more than just a seeker or a hearer, but I'm a doer of his will? How can we be a doer of his will if we do not know his will? Good question. Why not join the thousands right now who have already called and enrolled in the Bible Correspondence course? It is very simple. All you have to do is call 553-5157, and it will be in the mail to you absolutely free. We will never ask you for a donation, so don't ever even worry about that. That's kind of unique to hear that on the radio, isn't it? Do not send us your tithes and offerings. Let us send you treasure, the jewels, the gold, the silver that is heavenly. So go ahead and call 553-5157 to get that course in the mail to you absolutely free. Be the one that he spoke of in verse 21, those that are calling him Lord and doing the will of the Father. Let's not be following some other standard. Again, 553-5157 in order to get that course to you. Now, if you have a question, call in 308-9564, and we will let the Bible speak to the question on your heart.
Again, don't wait. Go ahead, call in your questions right now. Do not wait. If you have one, if there's something you've been thinking about, here are the type of questions we want. Something that has been in your mind, something that's been in your heart, something that you've been thinking about concerning God. You know, does God think it's important for me to do this, whatever that is to you? Does God want me to do this? Or, you know, what does God's word say concerning whatever? What does God's word expect from me concerning this or that? You know, we want to know those questions that are on your heart and on your mind, because those are the things that matter to you. And God promised us in 1 Peter chapter 2, in First Peter chapter 1 in verse 3, that his word, it says his divine power has given to us all things. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3, it says his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So it says that we can trust that because that is a promise of God. He has given us those things already. It's his holy word. His holy word is complete. He has told us what he wanted us to know, and we can trust that he has given us his word and that his word means what it says. So when you are going through life and you've been a part of different churches, or maybe you're out of church now, or you know, you've seen a lack of love, a serious lack of love between the church as a whole. Of course, many groups have religious organizations, and many groups have cliques and certain people that they're nice and buddy-buddy with, but the church as a whole is lacking love. Have you seen that? Have you been affected by that? Have you been a victim of that? You know, what does God's word say about that? You know, are those certain things that people follow and do that is not in God's word? You know, do you want to know more about that? Well, we encourage you to call in your questions, 308-9564, 308-9564. That's the number to reach us here at the station, and we will go to God's word for the answers of the questions that are on your heart and on your mind concerning life and godliness. If you want to text in your question, you can text in your question also at 725-9283. 725-9283. If you're tech savvy and you like social media, we have a Facebook page. Just find our Facebook page. Low Country Church is the name of the group, of the name of our page, Low Country Church. Like the page, and then you will be able to post your questions there on our Facebook page, Low Country Church. And also, we have a website, www.biblealone.com. That's biblealone.com. is our website that you can go to. You can hit the live streaming button there to hear the program live streaming. Or you can also there's many other free Bible studies and free materials on the website. Everything's absolutely free that we offer you on the website to look through different studies and information there, as well as old recordings of old broadcasts that we have had through the years and on the radio station. So there's a lot of things on our website. Once again, that's BibleAlone.com. We have many different avenues for you to get in touch with us, whichever you prefer, and we encourage you to do just that. 308-9564 to call us here at the station, and we will let the Bible speak. Ricky?
Yes. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, God says, whose minds, talking about people, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that we may have blinders on? We have maybe have been restricted from learning the whole truth? Could that lack of truth keep us from going to heaven? Would a court of law let us go free if we broke a law because we did not know about it? Well, as you know, it will not. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, listen to some of the penalties that God describes. He says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We read a passage in Matthew just a little while ago, and so we need to be very, very careful here to make certain that we know what God's law says. It says those that do not know God, the passage we just read. So do we know God? Do we know his word so that we can obey it? Why not call right now, 843-553-5157, to enroll in the course so that you might be able to learn what God expects of us and that we might be able to be standing approved before God. 553-5157. Or if you have a question, go ahead and call right now, 553-5157. 553-5157. That is the number to enroll. I'm sorry, but if you want to have, if you have a question, you can call 308-9564. Looking at too many things at one time. We have Steve that has called in this question from James Island. Steve, thank you so much for your question. And the book of Jeremiah is a favorite of mine, not because it is heartwarming for certain. It's not. It is a very traumatic book dealing with God's people as they were forsaking God. And unfortunately, he was the prophet that lived during that time, and God spoke through him several warnings, and the people just did not want to hear it. And so he found himself over and over speaking for God words that they didn't want to hear. And they rejected and they attacked the messenger. And so here in chapter 8 and verse 21 is your question. This is in the midst of God speaking through him. And he is revealing God's heart. And in verse 21, he's talking about how that this is God speaking in figurative terms. He says, "For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there a balm in Gilead?" And there's a lot of songs that use that phrase. A balm is an ointment that gives you comfort. If you've got a wound of some kind, there are certain ointments you can put on that will relieve the pain. And so, is there a balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? So his point there is the people, they are injured, they are hurting, and that's causing God to hurt, and they won't repent so that they can be healed. And he keeps on warning them day and night and night and day, and he keeps on giving them pronouncement after pronouncement, and they just will not hear. They will not respond to what God is saying. And it got so bad by the time you get to chapter 20, Jeremiah just said, "I've had enough. I just can't take it anymore." And he says in chapter 20 and verse 9, he says, "Then I just will not make mention of him anymore, nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding back, and I could not. For I heard many mockings, fear on every side. Report, they say, we will report it." In the other words, he continued to be persecuted for speaking the word of God. They weren't going to hear it. He was persecuted. God was just hurting because they were hurting, but they wouldn't repent. So it just continued that process till finally God allowed them to be taken off into bondage. Oh, it was a pitiful sight. And ladies and gentlemen, does that describe us today? Are we responding to God's warnings, to his alarm? Watch out. Repent. Come back to me. Let me be your God. I will let you be my people. I will serve. I will help. I will bless you. No. We're going to go after teachers because we have itching ears. Which will it be? Are we going to follow what we want or what God wants? After all, he's Lord, and that makes us servants. Oh, no, not me. I'm not a servant. I'm over that. Well, it's up to us who we are going to serve. Steve, thank you so much for your question. There is right in the midst of the turmoil that was caused by God's people rejecting him. Oh, and it was a horrible sight. And unfortunately, history does repeat itself. I hope that has rung an alarm in many people's hearts today, because there is only one truth, and we've got to follow it. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we're not willing to listen to God's word, do we have a hope? That's a good question. It's time for us to take our next break, and as you know that We want you to participate in getting a Bible correspondence course. If we do not know for certain what the Bible says, do we really have our own faith? There are so many things taught in churches today that are just not in God's Word. Should we listen to such? Will there be consequences if we have fellowship with that wrong teaching? Well, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8 says we will. He says, God says through Paul, even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we've preached to you, let him be accursed. Well, Paul felt the need to warn us there. That word accursed is anathema. So would you like to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Let's get into his word. Let's let the Bible speak. So here we are giving you another opportunity. Go ahead and call right now, 553-5157, and we will let the Bible speak. We'll be right. So would you like to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Go ahead and make that call, 553-5157. And by the way, should we hold those spiritual instructors to the same standard that courts of law hold to those who testify to know to teach the truth, the whole truth, then nothing but the truth? Let's not get caught up in other people's behavior where we will be found guilty by association. Let us escape the circle of confusion and distraction away from God's word and find the straight and narrow way that leads to life. Let us be some of those few that find it. Let us not be caught up in the broad way, the multitude that is going the way to destruction. Let us find the truth directly from the source, which is God's word. Go ahead right now and enroll, 553-5157. And if you have a question you want to ask, now's the chance to get in. Both lines are available, 308-9564, and we will address what God's word says to the question on your mind. Steve?
What's Chuck? Up?
Whatever your name is.
We have Quinn calling in this question. Quinn, thank you for listening to the broadcast, and we appreciate you calling in your question. Quinn says, my father died a while back, and being a born-again Christian, should I be saying I want him back? Well, Quinn, if your father, when you mentioned here being a born-again Christian, I'm wondering if you mean that you are a born-again Christian or your father was a born-again Christian when he died. If your father was a born-again Christian when he died and he died in Christ and he had his sins washed away and he was committed to obeying Christ and obeying his word and he was a born-again Christian, no, you shouldn't be wanting him back. You shouldn't be wanting to take him from heaven. If you look in Luke chapter 16, the parable of it doesn't say that it was a parable, but it was a story here that Christ talked about the rich man and Lazarus, who the rich man died and Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom, it mentioned, which we would think about or see as paradise or our heaven. In verse 22, it says, so the beggar died and was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. So here we see that the rich man, he was tormented in this flame, but he could look up and see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, and no doubt he saw the goodness that the Lazarus was in, and he was comforted. We see the descriptions that God gives us throughout the Gospels a little bit, and through Revelation, the descriptions that he gives of heaven is just so amazing. As a matter of fact, Ricky mentioned earlier in Revelation in chapter 1 how the things in Revelation are written in signs. And so God did that because he wanted to explain to us and show us in our language, or, you know, in our feeble minds, how beautiful heaven would be. One of those examples is in Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, it says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. There was also no more sea. And then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned from her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There should be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Oh, if we have a loved one who has gone on to that, we should remind ourselves that they are in the better place. You know, they are the ones that are free from all the things that we face here on this earth. And so, you know, selfishly, you know, we love our parents, and we have relationships and friendships that people we love. But if they died in the Lord, if they had their sins washed away through the watery grave of baptism, and obedient to God and obeyed his word, and they were faithful until death, if they committed themselves to obeying God's word and they died, oh, well, you know, we should be able to be comforted by the words of God and the promises of God. Hopefully that's been helpful to you. 308-9564, 308-9564.
We have Stacy calling in this question, and he's wanting our assistance as far as from God's word to be able to help him. He says, hey, I'm struggling with family problems and having somewhere to stay, and I wonder, why me, Lord? Why is this happening to me? I'm not doing anything wrong. I love my Lord, but why is this happening to me when all I want is a good life? It's too much to feel like. I just want help from God, and I need some prayer for my life and for me. I'm struggling with family problems and having somewhere to stay, and I wonder, why me, Lord? Why is this happening to me? Am I doing something wrong? I love my Lord, and I don't know why it's happening to me. And so here we see something. Stacy, thank you so much for sharing this with us, and we are glad to be able to address this. And there's probably 100 or more people that are listening right now that can relate to that, because as you look into this world is broken. This world does not have the answers. It is absolutely amazing to see how that things are even holding together as well as they are. But because the design that God had for the home and for family and for behavior and for morals is totally being ignored, yes, things are going upside down. It is absolutely devastating to normal people. And Stacy, there is nothing wrong with you. It is a matter of looking to God and starting right now with your life to break the mold. Even this morning in a lesson, I taught how that I was brought up to be a certain way. My parents honed me, instructed me, gave me instructions that were after a world's design, and they were directly in opposition to what God's design was. It was not a wisdom of God, it was a wisdom of this world. Now, it's a wisdom that is commonly embraced in the world today, but it was not right and actually went against what is right by God's design. And so I had to break the mold. I had to get over that and forget those things and let God build my home, my family, my life, my character entirely different by what he desired. And that's the only way that we can go. If we just start over, erase those things that are behind, and reach forward to those things that are ahead, to the heavenly, well, then we can start that life and not bring up another generation to feel miserable like you do. And so that's where we've got to go, and that's what we've got to do. Paul himself also, he wasn't brought up in such a wicked manner as this world is, but it was after it was a different law. In Philippians chapter 3, even though his was not dark like this world that we live in, he said that I have to forget those things that are behind, Philippians 3:13, and reach forward to those things that are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He had to put those things aside and reach forward to eternal things in order to be able to correct that pattern. And we've got to do that too, Stacy. Don't give up. Don't give in. The devil would have you to throw in the towel and just say, oh, forget it. Don't do that. The devil would be dancing around you and you wouldn't even know it. Let's go forward and hold to God's hand. And it is a sure and steadfast place to where there is something that will carry us through the rest of life. You agree with that, Chuck?
Most definitely. When we are focused on the Word of God, we can know that God's Word already tells us these type of things before they even happen. And so we commit our ways to Him, we will be blessed. In James chapter 1, he tells us in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect or mature and complete, lacking nothing. So God's word will tell us these things in life. And so when we go through situations where we doubt, maybe we're doubting God, maybe we're doubting why we're going through a situation, maybe we're having trouble trusting Him, we can always know. There's a verse here, verses that God has preserved for us so that we can have. And so when He tells us to count it all joy when you fall into various trials, count it all joy. Joy is not dependent upon what happens to you. That's why joy is greater than happiness. Happiness depends on what happens to you. Joy does not. Joy you can have even in tough times. And that's what we want to help you to know. And only God's word does that. Philippians 4:7 talks about the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 3 talks about let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And so we want to help you with that. Only God's word can do that. And we encourage you to enroll in the Bible Correspondence Course, because the Bible Correspondence Course will help you to learn that. It will help you to learn the word of God. It will help you to see those situations in life for what they really are. They're trials, they're tests, they're temptations. They're those things that happen to you so that you can know God's word is true, because God's word is faithful and true. And so when you see those situations happen to your life, matching what God's word says, when it's a tough situation, when it's a temptation and something you're struggling with, Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, he responded to temptation with, thus says the Lord, it is written, it is written. He responded from temptation with the word of God. You can too. You can be strengthened through the word of God. And the Bible Correspondence Course can help you do that. The Bible Correspondence Course is something that you can do whenever you're available. You can learn at your own pace, and you just fill it out. You send it back to us and we just go back and forth through the Bible Correspondence Course. And if you want a in-home Bible study, then you can also call us and we will make arrangements for that too. We will come meet you. Matter of fact, we want to come meet you. You want to have an in-home Bible study, or if you want to meet us somewhere and we can look into God's word together and help lead you and guide you in what the word of God says, we will be overjoyed. We'll be more than happy to do that. If that's something you want to do, if you want to have a sit-down Bible study with us and we will go to God's word, please let us know. You can dial the same number at the Correspondence Course, 553-5157. Leave your information when we give you the chance to leave your message and let us know, hey, I want to have a in-home Bible study. I want to learn more of the word of God. Or you can do that, or you can just sign up for the Correspondence Course. But we're going to be going to break. We're going to be encouraging you and telling you about this. But even while we're at break, we encourage you to call in your questions here at the station 308-9564. 308-9564. We'll be right back.
We want to thank everybody that joined us for the gospel meeting this last weekend. You were invited the last couple of weeks to come out in Goose Creek, and you, those of you that came, we are so thankful. That says something about your heart and your desire to know the truth so it may set you free. And so we are so thankful for that, as well as those that actually came even this morning to services. We're thankful for you as well. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to wait on one of those events to be able to have that personal attention to the questions that you have in your heart. You can arrange a time to sit down with an open Bible at any time that is convenient for you. It's just going to be a matter of letting us know of your desire and your intention, and we will be glad to be able to share God's word with you and be able to look for the answers to the questions that are on your mind. So all you have to do to make those arrangements is just express that. God says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. So how can you do that? To be able to get that personal attention, all you have to do is just call 553-5157. We can send you the Bible Correspondence course, or you can make the personal attention also available. If you live some distance from Goose Creek, it may take a little bit more appointments to be able to do that, timing, but we by all means will make certain that you get that personal attention to finding the answers in God's Word as we can. So go ahead and call 553-5157. And we will be glad to make that occur as well. 553-5157, and just say, I would like to have a personal Bible study. And we will do our best to schedule that as soon as possible. So don't hesitate. You can enroll in the course, or you can make that request as well. It is up to you. The main thing is for us to find the truth and to be able to let that truth set us free. One more time, that number is 553-5157, and we will make that happen. And we are honored to be able to serve our Lord that way. Now, if you have a question, go ahead and call 308-9564. We're going to have to speed up on our questions. Here we go. Thomas's question. He has a question about the apostles' faith. Thomas, the phrase apostles' faith is not in the Bible. It refers to the apostles' doctrine in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. It says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The word doctrine means teaching. And that obviously had to be the case because the New Testament had not been written down yet. That was the very first day the church began. So it all came from the apostles' mouths to begin with. And so that's what we should be following. It is written down now. We call it the New Testament. And so that's what we should be following. And so there is a faith today called the apostolic and many other terms associated with that. But just because they may go by that name does not mean that they're following exclusively what the apostles taught. We've got to find those answers in the Bible. And so your second question is, the words in the Psalms following symbols in Psalm 119, what are those? It's every eight verses. Those are Hebrew alphabets. That chapter is set up as an acrostic. The very first word in each one of those eight verses is the Hebrew alphabet. In our alphabet, it would be like A, then B, and then the next set of eight would be C, and on like that. Well, the Hebrew alphabet are those that are mentioned there every eight verses. And actually, your translation may even have what that alphabet looks like. And so that's called an acrostic. Thank you so much, Thomas. We sure do appreciate your question very much. And you are to be commended for calling in your question like that and wanting to know the truth. Chuck?
We have Leon says, in the Bible, where is it after God hallowed the blessing of creation? Where did it change? it chained. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 is kind of what you're alluding to. It says, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the 6 days. So, yeah, after God had made all the creation, verse 31, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, he says he saw everything, and indeed it was very good. Where did that change? It changed in chapter 3. It changed in chapter 3, verse 1, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, where the first sin came in, where the serpent, he influenced Eve enough to influence her to disobey the word of God. And Eve influenced Adam enough to where he disobeyed the word of God. And so that's where it changed to everything that was holy and perfect. It changed when that happened. That
seemed
was
to be a pattern, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the first sin. And it got so bad when you get to Genesis chapter 6 in verse 5. It says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
Mm.
And every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
Whoa.
I mean, that's just, you think the world is bad now? The description there can't get much worse. And so that's how things got so bad. Sin is a problem. We as people choosing to do wrong, that's where the problem comes in. We're created holy and blameless and perfect and beautiful. And when we choose to do wrong, whether it's disobeying God's word or disobeying the law, disobeying authority, any kind of authority, when we choose to do wrong, that's where we influence the change of and we make the world worse. And so hopefully that's been helpful to you, Leon.
We have Lucinda asking this question. She says she's been going to different churches here and there and hearing people speak in tongues. And that they seem to be saying the very same thing and sound alike. Well, Lucinda, you are very alert to be able to notice that. And you are very wise to be able to want to know what the Bible says. Let's go to the source where it all began. In Acts chapter 2 is the very first time tongues speaking was ever mentioned in the Bible. And in particular, it's mentioned in verse 4, chapter 2 and verse 4. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, Lucinda, what we have to do is to see what was this going on. And it makes it clear. Matter of fact, it says in verse 6, it says, when this sound occurred, that sound is mentioned in verse 2, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. What? You mean this was a language that man spoke? Yes, it was. Matter of fact, look on down to verse 8. How is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? There it is again. You mean this was man languages? Yes, it was. It even mentions the languages and the nations involved in verses 9, 10, and 11. And in verse 11, it says, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. So not only did they recognize the language, they recognized the message. They understood what they were saying. Now, Lucinda, does that sound like what you heard? Yeah, I don't think so. And so there is something different today going on than what was going on in the New Testament. Lucinda, you should be very careful and very wise to recognize this. That is not what the Bible is condoning. So let's be careful there and make certain that we just stick with what the Bible says and let the Bible speak. Thank you so much. It's time for our last break, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? This program is almost over. And so if you're blessed by this program, you will get 10 times more blessing if you just get right there into your own Bible. You might say, well, I don't know what to do. How do I start? Well, let us send you an aid to help you in your Bible study. It is a Bible course. It's very simple. We'll send you the first lesson, and then you read it, you study it, you look up all the verses, you answer the questions. You send that back to us. We grade it. Then we send you lesson 2 and 3. And then you fill that out and send them back. We'll grade them, send them back to you along with lesson 3, 4, and 5. And that's the first course. And then we have other courses besides. And you will be there studying in the privacy of your own home at a time that you choose and is convenient for you, when you can get the most out of it and learn what our loving Creator desires of us. And to learn how we can put our lives together in a way that we're supposed to be to begin with, as He directs. So let's go above and beyond what this world is doing. Let us find the instructions that are out of this world. Go ahead right now, call 553-5157 and learn those things which our Creator wants us to know. 553-5157. We'll be right back.
We are back live, and we thank you so much for joining us. This is our last segment. We got just about 9 minutes left in the broadcast, so we encourage you, if you haven't called already and you got a question and you want to know what God says about something and what God wants you to do, or if you anything about God, we can go to God's Word for the answer to the question that's on your heart and on your mind. Please call in right now. Don't wait anymore. We got less than 9 minutes in the program. Call right now, 308-9564, 308-9564.
And if you want the Bible Correspondence Course to come in the mail to your mailbox this week, call right now, 553-5157. All right, you call that number, and you get the Bible Correspondence Course to you in the mail this week. And talking about this week, did you happen to hear the headlines that were of things that happened this last week about the jackpot and the lottery and those that got the winning numbers and all the huff and the puff about that? Well, here's a question from Linda. Linda wants to know, where in the Bible does it say we're not to gamble? Well, Linda, you are very astute to know that the word gamble is not in the Bible, but that doesn't make it right. What is in the Bible is what God tells us that we're supposed to do with our money. And hopefully you got paper and pencil. Here we go. He tells us that we are to work with our hands that which is good, that we may have to give to those that are in need. See, that goes exactly against what the lottery is all about. They're wanting for themselves. Well, the Lord tells us to work what's good, that we may have to give to those that are in need. That's Ephesians 4:28. He tells us to share with those who teach in all good things, Galatians 6:6. We are to give to the Lord in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2. And unfortunately, he also instructs us to pay our taxes to the powers that be, Romans 13, verse 1 and 2. And finally, but certainly not the least important, is we're supposed to provide for our family, 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8. Now, in that list, where does it mention gambling? Yep, it doesn't mention it, does it? Right. But he does specify on how we are to use our funds. And not only how we are to use them, how we are to get them. We can work, we can discover. Remember the parables that Jesus told about the pearl and the treasure. We can invest. We can also get a gift and inheritance. Those are things of the ways and means that God tells us to get funding. Now, also the concept of gambling is a mutual agreement that you can take advantage of me and take my funds. Isn't that what lottery and gambling is all about? They're getting together and then you can take my, that's what it is. Well, where does that concept come from? And could you honestly see Jesus gambling? And what did he come to do? Did he come to give or did he come to take? Who's going to get the take? That's the phrase that's used. All right, you see, the whole concept goes against what Christ's likeness is all about. So hopefully you got that information. Again, that was Ephesians 4:28, Galatians 6:6, 1 Corinthians 16:1 and 2, Romans 13:1 and 2, 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8. Thank you so much. We should have devoted more time to this on today's broadcast because of the headlines. But thank you for bringing that to our attention, Linda. You are to be commended, and thank you for a desire to know what the Bible says.
We have this text question asking, how do they know God's voice? And they're saying that they're praying to find a purpose in their life and what he would have me to do. Well, texter, if you're asking specifically on what type of career you should go into or, you know, something of that nature, I can't give you that answer from God's word. What I can give you are some guidelines to go by concerning that. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So whatever you choose to do, God give us free will on this earth. He's not going to force us to do anything, but he gives us the guidelines for which we should go by. So whatever you do, you should do in the name of the Lord, meaning by the authority of. And that phrase, "in the name of the Lord," means by the authority of. So what he allows you to do, and that's through his word. We can know God's voice through his word. He tells us that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 talks about all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped to every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Study or be diligent to show yourselves approved unto God, to be a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so you have to study. You have to give good intentions to learning God's word. Going back to Colossians in chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." And so your focus on this life should be on how you can glorify God. And God gave you certain gifts and talents and abilities that are special and unique and different from others. Use those things, those gifts and talents and abilities that you have, use those to glorify God. Figure out how you can use those to glorify God. And also there's Mark chapter 12, when someone asked Jesus, "What's the first commandment of all?" He said, "Love the Lord your God." This is Mark 12 and 30. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, for this is the first commandment." And you can parallel that also to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 that says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, respect God, have reverence for God, love for God, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is man's all." Or this is the whole of man. So the whole purpose, your whole focus, your all should be on fearing God and keeping his commandments. And anything that you choose to do in this life, to use your gifts and abilities and talents, or how you live on this life, your purpose in life is to love God and to serve God. That's your purpose. So once again, that was Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13, Colossians chapter 3, I pointed out verses 17 and verse 23, and then also 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
When we say let the Bible speak, that's exactly what we mean, and that's why we give you book, chapter, and verse, and nothing more, because you don't really want to hear what we have to say. We're about to run out of time, ladies and gentlemen, and I think we've got to all the questions, but I want to read one more passage to you. Colossians chapter 2, beginning with verse 8, he says, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of this world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. And in him you are also circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands by the putting off of the body of sin of the flesh." How? By the circumcision of Christ. How does that occur? Verse 12. "Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." So when God sends us a warning like that, beware, we should pay attention. He included details to look for where someone is cheating you or leading you into captivity by philosophies and teachings of man. and let us know that we can escape those things, but we've got to escape to be found in Christ, where we will be complete and whole. That's where he reigns as head and over all principalities and powers. But it requires of us to be buried with him and raised with him in baptism. Are you there? Are you ready? You want to find out more about that? What role, what importance is baptism to the process of being found in Christ? Well, go ahead and enroll in the Bible Correspondence Course, and you will find your answers there. Go ahead and enroll right now by calling 553-5157, and you will be able to discover how to receive that comfort, that treasure, that hope, that home in heaven made for you. Thank you so much for listening to Let the Bible Speak.